This is going to be really, really different topic from what you heard so far. And investigation of silver chemicals or formulations for wood preservation and effect on soil biology. I put it as an exploratory research. This is one of our latest research projects going on in my lab. So I thought just make a preliminary presentation and see how these things work. The wood industry is really interested in this type of work, and I've been to American Wood Preservation Conference and talked about briefly the research going on. They're very much interested in. So I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Seema Saw and Dr. Jeffrey Ellis is the consultant on environmental technology at Fort Lauderdale, and so I work with him on this project. Okay, silver, though it's a very expensive metal, it's a naturally occurring element. It has been industrial use for a long time, mainly in photo processing and mirror production, electroplating, and jewelry. And it's very, very play major part in jewelry making. And also, it has medicinal use and in dental alloys and as a therapeutic agent, and also used in hospitals. And if you're in your car and the car seats and all those things, there's a silver compound in that those car seats, and there's a lot of use of silver metal. It's registered for use in water filters and swimming pools, commonly used, and also it has registered as a pesticide. About closer to 80 or 100 pesticide products as silver formulations. Why silver is in wood preservation? That's a good question. And if you know the wood preservation, all the termite attack and all those things, we have been using chromated copper arsenate or CCA treatment. So we all know about that arsenic problems, and so far, like, there's tons of literature and all the effect of arsenic on environmental quality. So groundwater quality, water quality, and everything. So we know about the problem with the CCA, and it has been phased out. And in any store, if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, or like, you can't get CCA treated wood, and so it's gone. So what's an alternative? Like if you're like, because all the construction and everything wood, we need to protect them, preserve them. Otherwise, it's going to decay, and there'll be a lot of fungi attacking wood or termites, and so it's a problem. So there are some compounds commonly used now is the ACQ, acylated copper quat, and copper azole or CA formulations are being used, and that's an alternative to CCA. But there's a lot of problem with the copper leaching, and so whatever, like, we are trying to find an alternative solution, there's always a problem. And now copper, high levels of copper, probably harmful to soil and aquatic life. There are some literature about copper toxicity. So next one is, though it's expensive, it's being like worked out, and what's the feasibility of using silver formulations. It's not the one of the, probably the silver formulations may be one of the solutions for treating the wood. And so let me see. So Dr. Jeffrey Ellis is a consultant. It's kind of the project came to me, and he said, I'm interested in collaborating to look at this silver formulations and see how it's effective on wood products. And so he wanted to test the effect of these silver formulations on wood and how it affects soil and water environment. So our rationale for our exploratory research, again, it's very exploratory. It's nothing is known about these silver formulations. There's no literature available on this silver and how it affects wood and soil and aquatic life. So we wanted to develop capabilities to use silver formulations for wood preservation in soil and water, because the wood also, once you treat them, and there are many places you put it in water. So we wanted to see how it protects under water environment. So then goal of preventing environmental contamination by current wood preservatives like ACQ and the AC and other things. So again, current knowledge of silver formulations for wood preservation is not sufficient. As I said, there is literally nothing is known about these silver formulations, though there are about more than that I know of, about dozen companies or manufacturers are working on it and producing these silver formulations. Some of them are nano-based, and the nanotechnology is getting into that, and silver particles, so nano-based formulations are being manufactured. So our overall objective of this exploratory research to determine the effectiveness of silver formulations as wood preservatives in soil and water. And first, our main objective is to standardize experimental protocol, because we don't know where to begin with and what to study and what to look for. So our objective is to standardize some of the how we treat them, and in a laboratory setting, of course. Once you develop some standard protocol, it can be applied to industrial use. So our objective is to standardize experimental protocols. And the second objective is evaluate silver-based formulations as wood preservatives against soil and water organisms. And generally, the against soil and soil fungi, soil bacteria, how they withstand these silver formulations. That's the second objective. The materials and methods we used, again, because there are so many wood products and we have to start somewhere. So I used southern pine wooden blocks chosen for this study. And southern pine is very common in Florida. And I shopped around, I went to Home Depot, and okay, this is the wood material we are going to try. And so it's untreated, completely untreated southern pine. And then we made cubicles blocks, and the blocks were submerged in treating media. Again, the silver formulations were supplied by about 10 companies. There are 14 formulations, and I can't reveal their names, and I have given a code names, which you will see that in the next slide or so, because of the agreement I have with those companies, and I cannot reveal their product name or the code. So I have given alpha, beta, and that kind of things. And so then we put those wooden blocks, I made four replications, and treated, then put it in a vacuum and with a solution, treating solution inside, then treated the wooden blocks for 30 minutes under vacuum, I think 15 inches of mercury pressure, and then brought it outside and left it in equilibrium for 30 minutes. And later what we did, we put those treated wooden blocks, we were taking the weight every week, and we put them in soil and water. The water is fresh water and ocean water. We collect sea water. Then we were recording the weight every week for about 3 months. It's intensive work. And every week we go and take the wooden blocks and weigh them, any weight loss. Or then we were collecting, we collected soil samples at the end of 90 days, and we looked for soil bacteria and fungi by classical method. So treated blocks were placed in a soil bed. Again, this soil, again, you can work on different soils. Then I have to choose only one soil for this project. So I chose sandy soil from Florida, pine rocklands and pine flatwoods. That's the easily accessible soil. I could go to homestead area, collect soil, but it's more calcareous soil, more rocky, and it's basically limestone rock. So I didn't want to use that limestone rocky soil. I wanted to use a sandy soil. It's easy to work with. So we collected a sandy soil from Florida, the pine rocklands, sieved them, got rid of all the roots and the stones and everything, and then I adjusted the moisture content to 60 or 70% of the water holding capacity, and put that soil in plastic containers, and then placed the treated blocks were placed on the soil bed, half exposed, half inserted into the soil. And also at the end of the experiment, at day 90, we could be doing like every week. It's a lot of the dilutions and the serial dilutions work. We collected samples at the end of the experiment. So we collected and we used for bacterial and fungal counts. And again, it's a very classical dilution plate method. Since it's the beginning of the project, we thought let's try the classical method and see what comes out. And so I like used rose Bengal agar and triptych soy agar for fungi and bacteria and looked for the bacterial and fungal colonies. And also one experiment we did at the end, we also did leaching of silver. We wanted to see any silver is leaching out of the wooden blocks, treated wooden blocks, and see from soil and fresh pond water and sea water. So this is the setup we do for each formulation, and there's a beaker inside. In this jar, we put the treating solution here, almost like maybe around 800 ml or 700 ml, and depending on the thing. Then we put all the wooden blocks inside and treat it for 30 minutes and 15 inches of mercury pressure for 30 minutes. And then after 30 minutes, we take it out and leave it in the atmospheric pressure for another 30 minutes and set up the experiment on different soil bed. So this is the way we did. There are four replications, and we put all the treated wooden blocks on the soil bed. Like half is exposed atmosphere and half is inside the soil. Similar way for pond water and sea water, and different. It's a larger experiment. We randomized, and we were monitoring the wood weight loss on a weekly basis. So these are all the different formulations we are working on, and again there are some of them are liquid formulations supplied by the company, and some of them are solid and silver solid materials, and we have to use a dispersing agent. There's a silicone blend. Dow Corning supplied this one. We use this one to disperse the silver solid formulations. Liquid samples were used as a liquid as supplied by company. Again, this is the code name we used for these different compounds, and these are all the ingredients, like whatever the chemicals in that product, silver iodide and silver iodide 0.14 and silver, and silver with silicate and the different combinations of the silver thing. So again, there are a bunch of companies involved, and we went with the code name, and we don't want to, they don't want to reveal any product what they are manufacturing. This is the weight loss experiment we did. When we did the liquid samples did really well, and liquid formulations, we didn't see much weight loss happening, and except this one, 3.39 milligrams. Again, we have a lot of standard error. 0.18 and 0.44, this very low compared to solid formulations. There is a significant weight loss of solid formulations. So they didn't really do well. Solid formulations actually failed in a wood preservation experiment. So we went with liquid formulations for leaching study and those things. These are to show some of the things here, the untreated controls. When we are monitoring weekly basis, we started seeing some fungal growth on the wooden blocks, and also there's a weight loss started happening after a month or so. This compound, surfacin D, it's a liquid formulation, and we saw very intact. We didn't see much weight loss or anything. The wooden blocks stayed very intact. So the liquid formulations are really good for a wood preservation. This is another compound, surfacin D, and liquid. This one is a solid formulation, and we saw some weight loss in solid formulation. And okay, let me run through quickly. And this is some antimicrobial formulation. Okay, let me. This is the leaching experiment. I'll finish it in a minute. Silver concentration in soil, fresh water, and seawater. And when we did the liquid formations, we saw significant silver leaching in fresh water. And we didn't see much in soil or seawater, but there's a leaching of 2 to 3 parts per million silver leaching on the fresh water of one particular compound. There's a code name B. And the results, ACQ, treated copper treated controls, as well as untreated controls, had fungal growth, and they didn't do well. And though those are proven formulations, but they still had fungal growth. And cumulative weight loss of wood treated with solid biocide dispersed in silicon was high. That's weight loss, significant weight loss. And the lowest weight loss was observed in the liquid formulations. There are 3 or 4 liquid formulations. They really did well, and so it has a promising role of liquid. There was literally no effect of the silver formulations on soil bacteria or fungi. We had similar number of colonies, and again, it's a preliminary work, and so we needs a lot of more research need to be done. Leaching experiments in the water samples, there's significant leaching of silver. Again, it's a preliminary study. And what our conclusions based on this recent study, liquid silver-based formulations could penetrate really well and protect the wood compared to solid formulations. And the effective concentration is about 200 ppm. The observed leaching maxima is 3 to 4 ppm from one liquid formulation from water sample. There is no effect on soil biological communities in this experiment. We have tested on just sandy soil and only one southern pine, and a lot more need to be done. So again, it's very preliminary in nature. We are testing several liquid formations and soil factors and different soils and all those things. We are currently in progress. I want to thank Silver Research Consortium, Research Triangle Park. That's the one funding this project, and all those 10 companies, they provided all the formulations. They have worked out some agreement with the Silver Consortium, and so they are funding the project. Thank you.